What a great night already, and wonderful, Sharon's God is energizing and working in everyone, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And you know, God's word is going to move all over the world, and it's through this sound doctrine you've been receiving and the practice of that sound doctrine, because the two go together. You know, you need the sound doctrine, the right words from God, and then you need to practice those things. And as you execute those things with a heart unto God, not manufactured. Now, we might start off manufactured, you know, because it's a practice, but then as we get into doing it, then we start to get the understanding, the wisdom from God, and then we'll never stop doing it because we see the benefits of God. So God wants to benefit you. He wants you greatly encouraged, and God works with our faith, right? So he's working with your faith, he's working with my faith, and in that, what is faith? It's confidence and trust. And this whole journey is about trusting God. This whole journey is about having a living relationship with the creators of the heaven and the earth. And God has put his spirit in you, and we are spiritual beings now. And we've got Christ in us, the hope of glory. We've got the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And God wants to lead you powerfully by his spirit. And I'm so thankful, listening tonight, listening to the sharings of Danny Amber and Becky Jancy and other people on here, is through the heavenly words that people have come up strong. And God has made you strong because you receive the words gladly. And, you know, you just need to stay focused with those things. My job is to encourage people to go to God. And this is what everyone on here has done. They're going to God. They're executing the things that have been encouraged through the sound heavenly words. That's how the things take off. You know, the word of Jehovah runs very, very swiftly. And it's not going to be done by our might or our power, even our knowledge or our wisdom. But it's the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's what God is energizing us, showing us where we are, where we live, what we're doing. And then collectively together as a body of Christ. So we need to keep that full focus with God. And there's so many distractions out there if we look at them. And then so it's good that we take time and we sit with God and we ask him for our focus. We ask him for our direction. We got the direction. Our direction is that we're to reconcile men and women back to God, that God would have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And everyone on here can have their own field. And that's what God wants you to have, your own field. And as you put the little things in your heart that God's giving you to do, the projects in your life, or like Becky starting a new business, Danny started his business with the tiling, and there's things that are needed. Now, when God gives the vision, he also gives the provision. He provides everything for you that you need as you go to him, as you look to him, as you depend upon him. And the practices that we've encouraged is what activates God to go to work. The things that we've encouraged you to do is what is written in the scripture. It is written. You know, like James was mentioning, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. We're to use the spiritual ability. Like on the day of Pentecost, when they received Holy Spirit, they began to speak in tongues. It was through the power of the Holy Spirit that they were going to move the words unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And it wasn't going to be done by them. God was navigating them. God was showing them the direction, where to go, where to speak. You know, even angels showed up and said, go stand and speak in the temple. All the words of this life. You know, Paul wanted to go to a certain direction, but God says, no, there's a man in Macedonia praying. The laborer. That's where the laborer was. That's where the jackpot was. You know, we've been thinking about metal detecting. I talked about, I brought a little metal detector as a hobby to go and do stuff when there's not so much going on. We can pop out, go on the beach, which is only 20 miles away from us, and see what we can detect, you know. And so God's our metal detector. He knows where the gold is. The gold in people, the ones that are hungry and thirsting after righteousness. And see, God works with humble hearts. God is able to bring us to humility so that he gets our attention. Because then he can work when we are humble, when our heart is soft and open to him. And when our heart is open to God, then it's going to be open to the people that he's put in front of us to give that encouragement. And so when you're receiving that encouragement, you receive the words, not as the words of me or anybody else, but we receive them as the words from God, which will be effective in you because you believe. In other words, you're going to produce God wants you to be fruitful. But it's not you producing the fruit. It's God that's producing the fruit. He just needs us to respond to the things that he's given us to do, to follow the direction, the path, the way that he wants us to move and navigate. Now, sometimes we don't know how that's going to be. Because it says in the scripture, the just, which is you and me, we're just, we're righteous, sanctified, redeemed. We got the words and ministry of reconciliation. The just live by faith. So when God puts something in your heart to do, you may not see the whole picture, right? But you just take that step with God, move in the direction of God. Like Paul moved in the direction of God. God showed him in a dream or a vision, this man in Macedonia praying. And then so because Paul was humble and meek, he didn't do his own thing, he didn't reason the things out in his mind, but he received it as the words literally from God, this is where you need to go. This is your jackpot area. This is where the metal detector has picked up the gold, right? So like God knows where every individual that's going to believe and going to receive the words from you, he knows where they are. We may not know where they are. We might just be speaking to someone in the street or someone that we've just met, and then we start speaking about God, you know, and then they're the ones. They're the ones that want to pursue and want to know, tell me more about the things that you're saying. What, God can really heal me? What, God can really provide for me? God can take care of my family and restore my broken family. He can restore my broken heart. He can give me peace. Now, that's the first thing that goes, you know, when we get distracted, is the peace. So if you lose your peace, you get with God and you get that peace back because you've got peace in you. And we go to God for his direction of what he wants us to do so that we can continue to be in the place that he wants us to be. So when you don't know what to do, just do what you know to do. You know, speaking in tongues, like Amber mentioned, this is the things that we encourage, speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, honoring God. And another thing I want to put that with that honoring God is the stewardship of your finances so that you can see the benefits of the blessings that God's given you. God wants us to be good stewards. We're to be stewards of the mystery. We're to be stewards of what we speak. You know, even our thoughts we should steward. Our heart we should steward. We shouldn't let our emotions be a magnet to the negativity that comes up. So if a situation's going on and it's not so favourable or we don't like it, you know, we shouldn't let it be our minds be a magnet to that, but we take our minds back to God. You know, our minds should be a magnet to God because we're not living from the carnal mind now. We're living from the spiritual mind. You know, we've been set free from the law and sin and death. And now we're under the spirit of the law, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We're free. We're free from the force of this world. We're free from the emotional attachments of this world. We're free. Only if we allow it in can it take an effect. So we watch. We watch our circle. We watch our thoughts. We watch what we're speaking. We want to be a witness to someone. If there's someone in our life that may not be born again, we want to get them to receive the words from God. So we pray to God, Father, you open a door here so I can speak your word, that I can encourage this person so that they can come to you. Because like initially, we're the ones that are helping people to go to God so that they can be strong, that they can receive all the blessings if they practice and receive your words gladly. And then they're moving with God in their own right, you know. But they're staying connected with the body of Christ. They're staying connected where God wants them to connect. There's no lone rangers on here. We cannot do it on our own. If there's no one to stand with, yeah, God can move with you. But if you've got people there that are walking with God, that are giving great encouragement. So our vision, you know, we can ask God to enlarge. Like my desire, I really feel like in my heart that I want to come to the USA. And I'm just giving all these things to God. So I'm just looking at different things and then God putting different things in my heart. And then, but I know it's going to happen. If it's from God, it will happen. And I know we got holiday in July to August. And I know that I'm desiring to go back to India as well. In April, we're going to Norway on the 26th. I know that's going to be a fantastic time because I see it in my mind. You know, I see these things in my mind. And I know that God is at work and he wants his people blessed. He wants his people encouraged. He wants his people together. But he'll do that. Like, it's not up to us to make people come together. But it is up to us to speak encouraging words. When people connect to us, we encourage them to go to God. So yes, there are things that can come up, but greater is He that's in you. You live from the place of triumph. And it's your words. It's your words that you speak. It's your responses and your reactions to the situation. Don't get caught out. Don't get flustered. Don't get frustrated. But start saying what you want. You tell that mountain to get out of your way. You tell that problem to resolve. You can pray about situations. You can pray about people. And change is good. Like, you know, I like the change. It's great. Because now I know God is opening up something bigger. With all the different changes I can see, it may, from a carnal level, may not look so brilliant, but it's going to bring about massive results. And we just got to determine that we preach the gospel of Christ. You know, Paul said, I speak thy word. You know, David, I speak thy word. And that's what we got to say. Father, I will speak your word. You open the doors. You show me when to speak. You arrange the things for me. Here I am. Send me. I am ready to speak. I'm ready to declare. I'm ready to make your impact in this world. Because I know I can't do it in and of my own strength. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Because it's the power of God. This gospel means good news. We're not giving bad news. We're not giving bad reports. But we're giving the good news that we have a mighty God who knows you and loves you. And is so kind. He's so loving. He's so merciful. He's so gracious. He's so healing. He's the God of peace. He's the God of abundance. He's the God that heals you. He's the God that's delivered you. This is the great message we got to speak. And He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's what we preach. We preach Christ risen and coming back again. No, God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And He sat at the right hand side of God, and so are we in Him. That's where we are. That's where we need to keep our thoughts and minds. When a sticky situation comes up, or an emotional challenges, or a difficult time, remember you are seated at the right hand side of God. And you're the heavenly congress. You decide what is going to happen with God. You ask God, Father, give me the words to say. Give me the words to confess. You energize it in me. What do I need to say here? And here give you words. You know, all is well. We don't say all is bad, all is going wrong, nothing's happening. That may be really real in your life if you've got a situation going on. But that's not the truth. It's the truth that sets you free. And the truth says that you are delivered, you are healed, you are strong, you are powerful. You have direct access to the living God. God has put His visions and His desires in your heart. They're there. When we lose sight of it because we've let other things come in. So that's when we sit down. Father, help me to refocus. Help me to get my focus back if you've lost your focus. Because it's quite easy to lose it, right? But when our hearts is turned to God, we won't lose it. And we won't let anyone trample on it either. We won't let anyone distract us from it. And God's going to accomplish the things that He's called you to do. You know, He's called you to do these things. He's got before ordained works for you to do. And by golly, you're going to do them. Because God's going to help you to that place. All we got to do is stay with God. Stay with the practice. Stay with the praying. Stay with the relationship. Stay trusting Him. He's building your confidence to trust Him. He's not going to let you down. And if He's called you to do something, He is going to provide it for you. If He gives you vision, He's going to give you the provision. Remember that. So God supplies all of our needs according to His glorious riches by Christ Jesus. God multiplies your seed sown. And He increases the fruits of your righteousness. And He causes all grace to abound towards you. That's why your honouring God is important. It's about the heart. It's not about the money. It's about the heart. It's about the trust in God. And God says, you multiply, you sow those seeds, I multiply them. I'll increase the fruits of your righteousness. I'll cause all grace to abound towards you. And yes, you give where you're being fed. That's how you're going to prosper. You sow into that good field where these words that you've received, these so many years you've been connecting, or however long ever you've been connecting, has got you to a place of strength. God's navigated you here. I didn't navigate you here. God's put it in your heart. God's worked in you. Recognize where God's working in your life. Really sit down and say, God, where are you working in my life? Where do you want me connected? And then from there, you cannot go wrong. God isn't a schizophrenic God. He's not going to say, well, I want you to connect here now, and I want you to connect here now, and I want you to connect there now. Is he? Come on, there's a confusion. God is not the God of confusion, but the God of what? Peace, as in all the churches of the saints. He's a God of peace. And then, you know, so we do what God is showing us to do. Like, I know where I'm connected. I know where I'm being fed. I know God feeds me, and he also feeds me by my minister. And that's where I stay focused. That's where I stay connected. Now, my minister isn't sat next to me making me do everything. Oh, you need to do this now. You need to practice that. You need to go. No, no. God is working in me. Be confident that God is working in you. You know, and I'm learning a lot of things. Sometimes I kind of babysit people, and I shouldn't really. But it's a great learning for me, too, to let go and let God. Let what's been encouraged now be produced. Now the fruit of that in each individual come out. That doesn't mean to say, you know, we don't connect or anything like that, or we don't come on the fellowship, or we don't do the things we know that God would want us to do. But we let people just walk their walk with God. If they don't want to come, they don't want to come. If they do want to come, you let them come. Whoever comes, you never turn anyone away. You always encourage people. That, and then you give them what they need to hear. Like, and sometimes they may not like to hear it, but again, you still give them what they need to hear. Because if God is energizing it due to Satan, it's going to be for their blessing. When I reconnected with my minister, he gave me lots of things, you know, and quite challenging, because my mind was in a different place because of different doctrine. But when I received the sound doctrine, I could see it was liberating, but I had a struggle to do it. And so I made that decision. Okay, Father, I'm going to do this with all my heart, but I want to see the results too. I want to see the blessings and the benefits of what I'm being encouraged. And by God, I'm seeing the blessings. I'm seeing the benefits. He's made me strong. See, it's not me. I'm not so clever. I'm not so clever, as you well know, right? But with God, I'm everything. With God, I'm smart. With God, I'm wise. With God, I'm strong. With God, I walk by the Spirit. I exercise my spiritual senses. I'm not exercising my five senses. And there's a difference. It's very close line, but you need to exercise your spiritual senses. Walk by the Spirit. You can discern when things aren't right. And what do? You go to God. Is there anything I need to do? Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, he'll show you, yea or nay. You know, he'll show you if there's devil spirits involved. He can clear the picture out when it's hazy, when it's foggy, when things are not going so right for you. You know, but if you need to go to God, God needs to be number one in your life. And you ask him to keep your heart humble, keep it meek, keep it workable. Respond to the good words of God. Respond to the encouragement. And, you know, all scripture was given by inspiration of God, right? And is profitable for what? Doctrine, how to believe rightly, reproof when not believing rightly, correction back to believing rightly, that the man or woman of God may be perfected fully unto all good works, right? So when we speak by the Spirit, when God's given heavenly words, it will come in one of those three ways, or all of them, or a couple of them. It'd be doctrine, how to believe rightly. So when we say about speaking in tongues, when we say about speaking by the Spirit, when we say about honoring God, when we say about connections, when we say about praying for laborers, then that's doctrine, right? So you need the right doctrine. It's the right doctrine that produces fruit, not just gives us knowledge, not just keeps us where we are, full of knowledge and knowing and quoting this and that and the other. God wants you to be fruitful. Why did Jesus Christ curse the fig tree? Because it wasn't fruitful. That's why. He was given an example, and he also gave a great example about the authority of words. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain problem, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe the things that he saith, he shall have whatsoever he saith, right? So our faith and our confession, what we speak, is very important. And then he said, whatsoever things you desire or call for when you pray, believe that you've received them, and you shall manifest them. So there's two things there. One, the authority of our words, what we speak and believe in our heart, faith and confession, right? Energized by God, heavenly words, and also what we pray. God's saying in there, Jesus Christ was saying in there, look, when you pray, mate, if he was talking to me today, he'd say, Laura, When you pray, mate, he'd be giving a bit of my language so I understand him. When you pray, mate, believe you've already got it. You've got to believe you've got it. Then you're going to manifest it. That's faith. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. Right? The just shall live by faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Like starting a business, you know, God has blessed Becky already in that business. I think it's great. And there's going to be much more coming as she stays with God, as she keeps him first. Same with Danny and his business. There's going to be many more blessings and testimonies. Whatever we put our heart to do, and whatever God is directing you to do, God is going to prosper you in it. You've got to believe he's going to prosper you. You've got to believe he's with you. And God is going to really bless you. If you do the things with faith, not worrying about, well, I can't give this much because I've heard. No, when you give with faith, it's got to be done with faith. Then that's when God multiplies it in a massive way, because you've done it with faith. Because faith comes from the heart, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God, right? And hearing the word of God, this, you know, what the great and precious promises that are written. It builds our faith. Then all it needs is a confession and an action and a commitment to. No, I'm going to believe God in this situation. I don't care what that situation's saying to me. I don't care if it's negative. I don't care what the bank balance is saying. I don't care what the doctor's saying. My God is with me and he's delivered me out of this. There's no temptation taking me such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow me to be tempted above that which I am able, but will with the temptation make a way for me to escape. So when you feel pressure, when you feel things are coming upon you, just remember God won't let you go over the top where you just burden down. He said he'll make a way for you to escape, but you've got to go to God. You've got to go to him for your answers. You've got to go to him for your solutions. And when we keep a humble heart here, make everything in your life prosperous. God wants everyone on here successful. He wants you very, very successful. He wants you successful in your relationship with him by going to him, in your connections, in your practice, in the things that he wants you to do. He will make you successful. We're not going to, you know, you can get a worldly success, but if God ain't in it, it isn't worth, he ain't success, in my opinion. You know, God says that he, you know, that beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. I want you to have a good journey through life, God says, but it's dependent upon your soul prospering. And your soul is your heart, is your mind, is your will, is your emotions. And that prospers through the words being given. So if you reject these words, you ain't going to prosper. Right? You can prosper by the devil. The devil can make you prosper. Right? He can do that. So we want to make sure our blessings come from God. God wants us to have a great journey through life. And it's dependent upon our soul prospering from the words that are being spoken. And it's how we receive those words. So we need to keep a tender and meek heart to God. If we're doting about questions all the time, well, you didn't say that because I believe the scripture says that. Listen, don't even come to me like that. Receive the words gladly or jog on, you know. So that's how I am. You know, I receive what my minister tells me gladly. Even if I don't understand it, even if I think a scripture says something different, I receive it. Thank you, God, for these words. Now show me how it works. If this is right, you show me how it works. And then I put it to the test. I put it to action in my life. I start to practice it. And you know what? By golly, you get the results. You see the fruit. Then you see the wisdom. And then you see the spiritual wisdom of those truths. Only the truth will set you free, guys. So keep your eyes with God. He's with you. I'm so happy. Keep going to God. You just go to God now. Like, this is what our job is to connect you to God, to get you to practice these things. And as you do it, you will start to see it for yourself, and you won't budge away from it. And then you'll start to speak to other people. Listen, if you do this, if you turn your heart to God, if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord, if you believe God raised him from the dead and confess with your mouth, you're going to be saved and you're going to have an abundant life. You're going to be a blessing. And because God has made you a blessing, he wants you to encourage people. He wants you to speak about his son and that they could be saved. and that they can have a fantastic life with God. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And guys, we are now moving into that wonderful life of abundance of joy, abundance of peace, abundance of strength, an abundance of health, abundance of finances. So when we keep our minds moving in that direction, then, you know, we will be that witness. We will be that shining light. We're not hiding our light under a bushel. So these are the things that God's been encouraging me, that we just stay with God no matter what. Don't budge away from what you've been encouraged to do. Don't let your own philosophy come in, your own ideas come in. But take everything to God and ask him to navigate your steps. Ask him to keep you the head and not the tail. Because you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are that blessing. You are seated at the right hand side of God. You have direct access to God. You are. This is the truth. This is the real truth about who you are now. Not who you was. It's who you are now. You're different. God sees you as Christ. And when we go before him, he sees you as his son. We're going before God not as us, but as Christ. God sees us as Christ. It's in his stead we go. And so we got this wonderful access. We got this wonderful life. And God is making you realize these things. So anyway, this is what was in my heart. And God bless you.